Thank you, Don. And, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes, hello, Daddy. You coming down here today?
Can't make it, old man. Is Frank there?
Well, he'll be back in a few minutes. You want me to call him?
No, never mind. I've been doing a little research for his book. Tell him I'll see him later.
Okay, will you be home?
No. Snooks has to write a composition about flowers, and I'm taking it to the botanical gardens. That's all I need.
Well, you have my sympathy, Daddy.
Yeah. So long, John.
Goodbye. Turning Snooks loose in the botanical garden sounds worse than a bull in a china shop.
Well, here we are. This is the conservatory.
Where are the flowers, Daddy?
Inside.
I want to pick some.
You can't pick these flowers.
I want to pick some.
Now, listen to me, Snooks. I brought you here against my better judgment. And if you cause the slightest bit of trouble, I'll take you right home.
All right, Daddy. Let's go in.
Oh, come on. Have you got your pencil and paper?
Uh-huh.
I want you to make plenty of notes so your composition will be easy to write. Now, follow me.
What's that man doing, Daddy?
He's a tree surgeon. See his little black bag?
Mm-hmm.
He's doctoring that pussy willow.
Is he going to have kittens?
Now, don't be silly. Plants get sick just like humans, you know.
Do they?
Why, of course. Don't you remember at home in our little flower garden how I protected the flower from the aphides?
No.
Oh, sure you do. My begonias were lifeless, and for days my pansies were drooping. You know what I did?
You got suspended.
I did not. I sprayed them with arsenate of lead. That's the only way to raise early fall bloomers.
Do you wear bloomers?
I don't wear anything. Talking about flowers. Make a note of that on your paper.
Mm-hmm. All right, Daddy.
Well, what did you put down?
Daddy's pansies were drooping. So he put lead on his blooming.
Oh, can't you get anything right? Cross that out and come on.
I want to see the flowers.
Well, see them then. They're all over the place. There's a huge bed of flowers.
How did it get there, Daddy?
They grew from seeds.
What seeds?
Seeds that were planted. A man had to sow them.
With a needle?
Yes, with a needle.
Why?
Because they're bachelor buttons.
Shall I put that down, Daddy?
I know. Hmm. But you should mention a little about seeds and how they grow. Plants are divided into two groups, phanerogamous and cryptogamous. The seed has two adjacent cells, leptoids, and the walls are perforated, giving passage to coarse strands of protoplasmic food. Got that?
Mm-hmm. How do you spell food?
Oh, you're not even listening to me.
Why you talk too fast, Daddy?
All right, come over here.
All right.
Now, look at this rare plant. It has tentacles like an octopus.
Hmm. What is it?
That's the only meat-eating plant in existence. It's called Carnivora dianthus.
It eats meat?
Incredible, but true.
I want to buy it a hot dog.
It doesn't eat hot dogs.
Hmm?
It imprisons insects in its tentacles and then slowly constricts and devours them. Understand?
Yeah. Let's feed it a hot dog.
I told you it doesn't eat hot dogs.
Hmm?
Now, take particular notice of that bright yellow mass in the corolla. You know what that is?
Mustard.
It's pollen. Now, what have you learned about this plant?
It eats hot dogs with crullers and mustard.
I said corolla, not crullers.
Hmm?
And for the last time, it doesn't eat hot dogs.
Hmm?
It's a meat-eating plant that eats insects. Get your head out of there. Now, what are you yelling about?
It just bit me.
Well, bite it back. Come on away from there.
Look at my nose, Daddy.
Say, that looks like a bee sting.
Yeah.
No wonder you yelled.
It hurts me.
Here, quick. Rub some mud on your nose.
What for?
It'll take the pain away. Hold up your face. Oh, stop it. I'm not hurting you.
The bee stung me again.
Where?
Let me sit in the mud, Daddy.
Don't do that. Oh, What have you got in your notebook so far?
Mud.
I can see you're going to have a fine composition. Why don't you make a note about pollen?
What's pollen, Daddy?
That yellow stuff. That's the material that causes new flowers to be born.
I want to see a flower born.
You can't.
No?
It's a very complicated process. First, a bee comes along and sips the nectar from a flower.
How?
With his proboscis. He jabs his long nose into the flower.
Will a flower be born on
No. There won't be any flowers born on your nose. Now, never mind that. While the bee is taking the honey from the flower, he accidentally gets some pollen on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then, while he's taking honey from another flower, he leaves the pollen there.
Does he leave his shoes, too?
Bees don't wear shoes.
Why?
Because they don't. The only thing you can chew is a fly. Boy, I'm pretty hot today, eh, sir?
Yeah, corny, too.
Yeah. Now, don't be smart. Look, you haven't made a single note in your book, and it's almost time to go home.
I'm hungry.
Well, you'll eat soon.
I'm hungry.
All right. There's a refreshment stand over there. You want a sandwich?
No.
Well, what do you want?
I want a balloon.
You said you were hungry. What do you want with a balloon?
I want to eat it.
You're out of your mind. Come on home.
No, I want a balloon.
Oh, all right. I'll buy you a balloon. Come on.
Buy me that blue one, Daddy.
Let me have that blue balloon, please. That 5-cent one. Well, here's your balloon, Snooks.
Blow it up.
When we get home.
No, blow it up now.
All right. Here.
Bigger.
Okay.
Bigger.
Won't go any bigger.
I'll make it bigger.
Oh, all right.
I want a balloon.
No. You made me burst this one, and you can't have another.
I want a balloon.
Oh, Snooks. Come over here with me, and we'll talk it over.
Where?
Under these weeping willows.
Are these weeping willows?
Yes.
I don't hear nothing crying.
Don't worry, you will. Now, let's go.